The thing with this is that Liverpool are part of an enormous ecosystem around European football, world football, if you want. But we know that when we say world football, we mean European football, which we should always reflect upon and judge ourselves negatively within. But let's say European football. And what COVID's done, Rory, to European football, I think we've already got to see some of the effect of in the January transfer window within the French football market and what's happened there around media rights and so on and so forth. It's going to be a shock that I think will take at least 2.5 years to get out of the European football system, if not possibly longer.
I think it might change it sort of fundamentally for quite a long time. And obviously it'd be stupid to say forever, because what's forever in football? It's probably 4 years, like a managerial life cycle. But I think there will be shifts that we will not properly, where we won't go back. So the summer of 2019, this is convenient for me, Neil, because I'm in the middle of trying to write a column on this. Summer of 2019, Hazard goes to Real Madrid for 120 million euros. Griezmann goes to Barcelona for 120 million euros. Both are 28, 29. Mm-hmm. Those transfers no longer exist. That market has gone. I wrote last year, actually, I spoke to a few people in Belgium particularly, which is that kind of, Belgium's quite an interesting like Nexus League. So they sell to the big clubs, the big leagues, but they buy from smaller markets. So there's a lot of kind of Club Brugge do a lot of stuff in like Colombia and the smaller mm-hmm. South American countries. They've got links with African teams to bring players across from Africa. Just obviously get an EU passport quicker in Belgium than you do in most places. There's sort of Eastern European links. Malinowski, who plays for Atalanta now, came through Belgium from the Ukraine. That seems to be another little pathway. They buy from Scandinavia. And they basically said that the transfer market is the lifeblood of leagues of that level, that kind of second tier leads. You've got the big five, obviously, who are the predatory leads buying from everybody else. And obviously within that, there is a hierarchy, probably now with the Premier League at the top and say Ligue 1 in France at the bottom. But then you've got the second tier leads, Belgium, Holland, Portugal. They source their players not only locally, but from all the other smaller countries. And there was a real worry in Belgium last year that was going to grind to a halt. And I think last summer it didn't quite. It seemed to be, because that was the heady days where we thought that the worst might be over. We didn't know what was to come. There was a sense of we have to kind of be normal or as normal as we can. The numbers were down, but they weren't down to like a worrying level.